Welcome back to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo Podcast. Roper? Oh, yeah.
What?
We got two hosts. One of them's that guy, Roper.
That's me, and then you got Hunter over there.
Poor host number one, Hunter, over here. We got a very fun interview. I always like the interviews, Roper. It's a chance for us to talk to some awesome bands, big and small.
Yeah.
And if you are part of the...
Huh? We don't discriminate over here.
Well, sometimes we do.
big or small bands. Come
big
on.
Big or small. We don't like the medium ones.
No.
If you got a decent following, don't even bother.
If you're semi-successful, get the fuck out of here. We either want, like, really successful or not at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't say not at all. That's rude.
No.
Because our guest today is good old Justin from Cheer Up Dusty.
Yeah, dude.
Justin was an absolute treat. He just comes in with all the smiles, all the good vibes, and it just really made my day. We had some fucking awesome laughs. I think Roper had the hardest laugh out of them, though. I wanted to have that award, but I just didn't. It's a little disappointing, but that's okay.
Yes.
So, anyway, yes. Roper, do you have anything to talk about before we jump into the interview?
It's Christmas coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, so that's fun. This will be right after Christmas when they actually hear this.
Well, when you hear this, I am over with my 5-day-long vacation from work. So,
and if you're hearing this, it'll be on the 28th.
Yes.
It's the 28th. So I will be at work again, just wishing for the year to end. Just be done.
Yep. And then at that point, you only have, what, 3 days after that? So you're good.
Yeah, not too bad. Just keep
you're
it
coasting.
Going. Keep it moving,
yeah,
baby. So, speaking of keeping it moving, should we jump in?
Yeah.
I love you. You're like,
yeah,
I guess, why not?
Yeah, might as well.
Dusty is a pop-punk band from Northeast PA, specializing in catchy riffs, powerful drums, and relatable lyrics. Cheer Up Dusty was actually one of the first bands we discovered while starting the podcast, and it's finally time to sit down and talk some music. Please welcome Justin, the vocalist of Cheer Up Dusty.
Thanks, dudes. I appreciate you guys having me, man.
We're excited. This was actually a pleasant surprise for us because we had another one planned out, and I was like, why the hell haven't we had Cheer Up Dusty yet on the show?
Yeah.
So, it's been bad because I mean your guys' logo, like I mean you guys must have been one of the first like Instagrams like came across trying to like get some shit off the ground, so I appreciate you sticking with us and having me, man.
Absolutely, yeah, man. It's been a really good ride. So here, I'll start us off with the questions though. I mean, you probably heard this a million times, but we gotta know, where did the name Cheer Up Dusty come from?
that's always the first question. The Cheer Up Dusty came from a phrase that a buddy of mine said to me in the last band I was in. Obviously my real name's Justin, so he kind of started with, Justy, which evolved to Dusty. And then we were in this band together and we wanted like really different things. So every time, like, go with the flow, was like, Cheer Up Dusty, it'll be good. Like, you'll love it. Like, so, then I quit that band and then I started working on this project and then, it's just what I didn't want something that's been on Spotify a million times. I didn't want the somethings. There's already 12 bands called the same thing. So it took me a while, but then when I kind of was, it clicked and I just kind of ran with it.
Yeah. I love the name. Honestly.
Yeah, dude.
We start to see, we've worked with a lot of bands, over the 2 years now that we've done this show. And yeah, a lot of them sound really samey, but Cheer Up Dusty is very original,
unique.
So
no, it means a lot, man. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. What was your pop punk origin story?
Oh, my pop punk, where it like consumed my life and changed me forever.
Yes.
I'd say it was sixth grade. I mean, I was always like one of those kids. Like I had like the Now CDs and I had kind of whatever was like mainstreamy. So then like I got like, I had Enema of the State. So that was like my first like appetizer of like what, you know, this world is and everything. And then in sixth grade is when it really was like the rabbit hole of, you know, Good Charlotte, Simple Plan, MXPX, NoFX, Rancid. And it just kind of spiraled out of there. And then I got my first guitar for my 12th birthday and it was just done. Like I was forever just like, you know, it changed.
Oh yeah. Nice. We've heard with like origin stories, they seems to be like this, like the same 10 bands so far. So it's crazy like how much those bands have like absolutely inspired a whole generation of people.
Yeah, that's kind of like the coolest part, you know? I mean, music for a living, that's cool, or, you know, touring the world or seeing the world and whatnot. But like, yeah, it would be really cool to be iconic, you know, or, you know, even to like in our scene, which isn't like, not everyone in the world listens to what we listen to, but, you know, just to, you know, have that effect on so many, you know, kids and I'm saying kids, adults and, and whatnot. But, yeah, man, it would be great to get to that level.
Yeah, I think, you know, sure. It only takes a shit ton of time and a lot of tears, and I think you'll get there.
oh, dude, I'm happily going broke. So keyword there is happily. So
I mean, yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, just us, we've invested shit ton of money in like equipment and stuff like that, and it's just been. I mean, we never look back from it. So
no, not really.
I don't even second guess. I mean, we just had a whole big meeting of schedules and tour and gas money and it's just, it's so stressful, but I'm like, I don't know what else I'd be doing, you know. It kind of gets into that, like, you know, kind of gets scary, like, oh fuck, I really don't know what the hell else I'd be doing. So
well, I'm glad you found your niche, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of niches here, sounds like there was a specific song you guys released lately that have just killed it. So I was gonna ask, why do you think your song Everybody Hates Me blew up, like, just even compared to the rest of discography, it's just 10 times higher than everything else on Spotify.
Yeah. I mean, one is that was the first song we wrote as like a collective unit. So it was like, our guitarist, Brian, it was his first, song, like having any say, not that we wouldn't before, I had our first EP was already out there. And then we had our second EP recorded when Brian joined. So then that single was like me, Pat, Brian, and our old drummer, Paul. So instead of like just me and Pat writing a song and getting it recorded, that was like a collective unit. So I feel like that is why it's stronger. I mean, two is we went to a different producer. We went to a local buddy. His name is Pete Zen. And he, you know, he does great work. So we, you know, the quality of it plus, I just think having a little bit of everyone on it is what kind of, you know, bumped it a little bit. And then, we just put it on and Spotify has been working, you know, pretty sweet with us. So, we're very thankful for the plays that we have on that song so far.
You said Pete Zen, right?
Pete Zen? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm literally talking to him right now.
That's so kidding.
No. I've been having a lot of issues with, some of the production and recording work I've had here in Iowa. And one of my buddies that lives out in, he lives technically in New Jersey, knows him, and he recommended him to me. He's a really nice guy. So it's cool to, Everybody Hates Me sounds amazing.
We have a EP in the tank that we're, you know, getting all the videos and, you know, all our content and everything. Like, we're going to hit 2023 pretty hard. Yeah, our new EP was from Zen. So we're excited.
That's excellent. Awesome. Yeah. Small world, ooh, if you think about it.
It's pretty cool, though.
You know, we're all in this, like, thing. I don't even know what to call it. Like, it's just this, we're all in the Milky Way making stuff or promoting stuff, you know, podcasting, music, all this. And it's just, we're bound to, you know, bump uglies. So.
When performing live, how important is stage performance for Cheer Up Dusty?
I mean, I can't speak for everyone. We all have our different vibes. You know, I think that's one of our stronger points. You know, we kind of like to move around and, you know, you don't, I mean, in my mindset, it's like, I don't need to be the most impressive singer, this and that. You just like, well, you remember if you had a good time or not. So that's what we try to do. And I mean, I was never a singer prior to this band. So like, you know, I know I'm not the strongest singer. I still have a ways to go and improve and, you know, kind of get my craft kind of down pat, but, you know, I don't have to be the strongest every night if I can put on the performance. So I feel like, at least for us, it's pretty important. And it's kind of like the biggest feedback we get. Hey, your guys, your energy is good, you know, so we like to kind of keep that going.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do have a complaint. I was on YouTube and I searched forever trying to find a live performance of you guys. Nothing on there other than the music video.
Nah, dude, like, for why it's tough because like we have to get like our lineup kind of solidified. Like we recently lost our bassist Patty, who was in, you know, for like 2.5 years. We got a new drummer back in May. And now our friend who was filling in for bass just came on board and he's second guitar, so we still need a bassist. So like a lot of our performances, it's just like you wouldn't even be able to tell because the lineup is like, we need to get like a solidified lineup and then start having videos and doing playthroughs and, you know, doing more like that TikTok shit and all that stuff too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, and we haven't really just gotten like, we have a ton of pictures live. I can send you a shit ton of pictures, but, no, you're right. We haven't had anything really recorded live yet, but I'm okay with that because I still feel like we're finding that out in that performance out. It, you know, it's taken a lot longer than I'd like, but we all work full time. I have a son. So like, you know, we're doing what we can. So,
yeah.
I was like, how am I need to pick at him a little bit. I mean,
you're telling like, cause I mean, the band, I mean, I put it online. What is it? November 19th. So what's that? We've been online for 3 years and you don't have a live video of us. That's on me, dude. There's a couple of me doing like acoustic things like by myself.
I did see that.
Mm-hmm. And oh, dude, they're just god awful, dude. Like they're embarrassing.
Oh, dude, don't feel that way. Don't feel that way. It's a completely different environment.
Nah, like it's bad, but I'm okay with saying that. Like you have to like, you ever watch Adventure Time? You got to suck before you're decent. Something decent before you're good. Good before you're great. Great before you're iconic, and so on. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I just hope no one finds them.
Well, that was a pretty big quote from a Cartoon Network show. So,
learned something. I haven't seen
Adventure Time. It was just like one of those things that I was out of by that time.
I mean, I should have been out of it, but, you know, it's so good.
I'm still following up on the Pokemon news, so I mean, yeah. Like, not any better.
I'd say like 98% of my religious beliefs are on Star Wars and cartoons.
Yeah.
And I'm doing fine out here, dudes. I don't know what it looks like online, but I'm doing all right.
Oh, dude, I love your fucking energy just as a person, man. It's good shit.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right. Who would you be most excited to play live with? Oh, excuse me. Who were you most excited to play live with?
That we played with like so far, you mean?
Yeah.
Dude, we got to go on like a weekender with Driveways. That was fucking
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
So that was just and it was our first like real run. So it was like we really started off with a bang because one, they were mad chill. Their performance, their live performance is just it just speaks for itself, dude. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We got to do a little run with them and then our buddies and goalkeeper. I always love playing with those guys. So, that run was special. That really brought out a lot in us. So Driveways, they're probably the biggest band we played with too so far. So
nice. Yeah. Goalkeeper's making their way up though. We've had a few of them on the show. They're great guys.
Yeah. We just played with them, in Philly a couple weekends ago.
Nice.
They're the homies. Yeah. They're the dudes.
They're all good guys.
Yeah, they really are.
What's the process for writing your music?
So, the weird thing about that is it's different. Like, the first EP, I wrote completely myself, and I recorded it in... I was living with Nick, who's now our new rhythm guitarist. But, like, he recorded... He wasn't doing much of it. I was like, hey, I have these songs as a favor. He just did it with me. We were living together. We were just hanging out. I put it online and I asked him and some friends just to be in some music videos. And I played one show and then COVID happened. And then the second EP was me and our bassist, Pat, who just left. That was just, he wrote all the arrangements and I did all the lyrics and we just banged it out. And then Everybody Hates Me was us four, but now two out of that four is gone. So now like the next EP will be like, It'll be me, Brian, Pat, and Caleb's baby. Caleb's our drummer. And then we're slowly starting to demo now. Like we just redid this one room in my apartment. So now we have like a whole, you know, like hey, demo hey, set guys. Up. You know, we have our equipment, you know, the couch, you know. So we're going to start to like, you know, demo and stuff as we're like touring and shit this year and, you know, doing the thing. And then, you know, we'll, so I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe a single or two first or an EP and then another. I want to do a full length eventually. So, but we just need to get that team that sticks together to do it. And it's just been tough. So, but yeah, that's our next, like, it's all just different. It's come from different people. That's why, like, on the song credits, I'm very like, you got to put blah, 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 blah's name because, like, that's who did it. So, yeah, it'll be different. And then it'll sound different. And then we're not a band where every song sounds the same, which that's cool too. So,
I was going to say, like, with every release I've listened to, because I listened to your discography quite a bit recently just to prepare on the interview. And just because I enjoy it. And with each and every release, I feel like you guys have definitely gotten better. Which is awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that's the goal, is just to, you know, make that improvement and then see, yeah, man, just see how far we can kind of get. It's kind of a game, bro. That's, in my mind, I see it as like a game, and it's fun as shit. I'm playing the funnest game in the world, so. But no, I appreciate that, and we're trying to, you know, that's kind of what we want to see, so, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a strange question, but I was curious, how important is the album artwork for you guys when you're releasing music?
The first release, I was just so stoked to get something out. I don't think I put as much time and effort and, you know, what I could have done. The second release, you know, we had like the Dusty logo with the single artwork in it. That was kind of neat. And then this artwork coming up, like, we didn't just pay for straight up like artworks to be done, like this single. What we did was, we have an artist in Philly on retainer, and we're paying by the hour to get the artwork for the singles and the EP and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's coming, it's a little different than just like a, I don't know, something slapped together. I don't know how to describe it, but it's important. You know, it represents the song. I mean, it's kind of like a book. You know, we all, even though we don't like to say it, you judge a book by the cover, you judge a magazine by the cover, you judge a CD by the, you know, it's just so. It's more important now than it was to me a few years ago, but yeah, it's important.
Absolutely. Well, I've just noticed improvements in that too, you know, as like time is going on.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah, no, I was like, yeah, let's shit on him some more.
No, it wasn't how I felt at all.
I was like, I heard you talk about it. I'm like, did I offend him? If I did, I feel so bad because it wasn't my point.
There's no offending, dude. Like my best friend, you know, if I'm upset, will tell me, like, you know, cheer the fuck up without any, you know, actual advice. And that's what I expect. And that's what I like. So it's all love here, dude. So
yeah, you're a cheery guy, man. You must have been told it a lot. It must have worked.
Oh, what has been the most successful way you have discovered to promote your guys' music?
Most successful way?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I feel like a lot of bands, which is weird, and I'm not the one that does this. Brian's the one that, you know, Brian came in and he's a numbers guy. So we're really like, he'll, you know, explain to me on Spotify what's working, isn't working, where are these plays coming from and everything. And I'd probably say Spotify has been the biggest push, but you have to like do it right. Like, you know, a lot of bands or a lot of acts will upload a song like immediately, where you want to upload it like something ridiculous, like 8 weeks out, so you can see about editorials and all that other, you know, all that other good shit. But I mean, yeah, Spotify really, you know, I think has done a lot for us. I had some help at the beginning with our Instagram. I feel like our Instagram's pretty strong. But then, like, you know, Facebook, TikTok, and that other one, Twitter, are mid. They're there. You know, we're getting there, but so. But I probably say, like, the Spotify, getting on those playlists, it really does help, because people will just be in their car. Yo, what the fuck was that? That was juicy, you know, that was nice. Yeah. And then, you know, so we've gotten a lot of bites off Spotify. So I'd say that if you're doing Spotify right, or DistroKid, right? Even because Caleb and Nick fuck with Apple Music. You know, if you're doing the streaming itself right, I feel like everything else will come. And at the end of the day, I mean, the numbers of the listens are most important, because that means people actually listen to the music. You can get as many likes as you want on Instagram. Really doesn't matter, you know?
Yep. So. Sure. I've seen even the people we've interviewed, I've seen like a lot of success from TikTok and stuff like that. What was it, Broadside we were talking to, Roper?
No.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Mix the bees up.
Oh, dude. Those dudes. I don't know them personally. I just know them from online, but they had that fucking where he like rips the shirt off.
Yeah.
And that was hysterical, and it got around. And yeah, I've seen those dudes online, but yeah, like TikTok, you're right. TikTok is, I make some like corny TikToks just because it's like better to post than not. But I'll be honest with you, dude, straight up, I don't like it at all. I hate it.
We haven't really delved into it ourselves. How do you promote a podcast on TikTok, right?
I guess you could take clips of like this and stuff and be like, he said what? Check it out on, you know, Butt Fog Podcast or whatever. So. Yeah.
I just really want to do, like, if I do something like that, I'd almost want it to be like skits or something. I don't know. It's like, because if I see like something that's meant as an advertisement, I'm instantly just going to move.
Yeah, you're not interested. But then it's just like, oh, I want to be like a very good podcaster. Yet I see myself spending a quarter of my time on these fucking skits. Like, that's what I don't like. Like, I don't want to. And I hear now when you get picked up by a label, that's part of it. Like, they're on how many TikToks you post and this and that. And
Music industry is like something completely different nowadays. It's
2022, baby. That's the name of the game, man.
We'll move to 23. It'll get worse some way.
Bro, I'd kill it if we were in 97 and I just got to tour all the time and be bugging like local radio stations for plays. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
It'll be way better because, I mean, well, with the internet, everything's so broad now that there's such a wide variety of ways for people to listen to music, B, people to promote their music, which is like, so you're just putting a bunch of people doing this all at once. And it's so hard to focus on one or two things. With the radio, it was like, if you got your song on the radio, you know, it was almost guaranteed to get your name out there because there wasn't as many radio stations as there are websites or social media platforms or whatnot. You know, like that stuff's, I don't know, the idea of like how we've evolved as, you know, promoting music and listening to music is just baffling to me. Just from like,
well, it's a saturated market. You're getting it from everywhere. It's the same thing with TV and music. I mean, we're talking about music with TV. I mean, it's just like there's full on like streaming services I've never went on that have so many programs that I'll never even know exist.
Yeah.
You know, it's so weird, man. Like there's just at some point there's too much, but then you think like there was always this much out there. We're just now we have the internet where it's all in one spot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, man, it's like I keep saying it, but it's the name of the game. So we're on TikTok. There it is.
Now we're here. Justin, what would you say is the best and worst parts of releasing music?
I mean, the best part is just, you know, something you made being out there and, you know, seeing who resonates with it. That's the coolest part. I mean, the worst part is just, it's expensive. I mean, it's such a cliche answer, but I mean, just to like, you know, get a song recorded, produced, mixed, and then to promote it online and then to put it on there. Like, it's just, it seems like a lot of give with little rewards sometimes. And I can see how people get discouraged pretty easy. So, you know, but like when it actually is out there, and even if it's just like one, just quick message, yo, the song slaps, like that's cool with me. You know, that makes me feel pretty, you know, pretty rad. So yeah, the money, it's always money, which like to everything, anytime you want to do something you like fucking love to do, it's money. Unless you're making money at it, you're spending money on it. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy like how much money even a small band to put into, because you have to have instruments. Those cost a shit ton of money to have.
Oh, equipment. Yeah, equipment's expensive. Yeah.
Everything's just more expensive in general nowadays. So it's like, I think that's why we're starting to see less and less bands. You know what I mean?
Well, if bands aren't really like as profitable, because you could easily, at least the like label, you know, or like, why don't I just get a solo person, get hired help. And then that's, you know, and then worst comes to worst, you know, they just need backtracks. You don't even need other, you know, you only need the one singer, you know, person So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's tough being in a band, but I don't want that to go away or be a thing of the past. So we got to keep pushing, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank God for MGK reuniting the pop punk scene.
Oh, yes.
You know, our Lord and Savior.
My God, Kelly. So you were saying that you guys have an EP in the pipeline. What else is in store for you guys?
So like 2023, I would like to be as busy as humanly possible. We're gonna get some videos done. We're gonna play like a few small shows here and there while we do that, and then yeah, we want to just get everything released. We want to get new merch designs and up our online merch store. We're starting the early process of booking, a tour in the summer, and maybe some weekenders. Like I just want to be constantly busy.
Hell yeah.
So sorry, I had some pizza earlier. It's so cliche, right? I just want to be busy. But being in a band where everyone works, it's hard. So it's just like all these plans that we had that were going to be done by April, it's now looking like July. And
yeah,
it's just, I just want to, hey, bro, if we make it through the year and we're still a band, successful.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like successful. You just want to be your best and be like a finished project,
Yeah.
That's going to take a lifetime, brother.
Yep.
Cool, man. Hey, we have reached the end of the standard questions, which leads us to our quick draw round. So just to recap, don't think too hard about this. Just come up with whatever's at the top of your head. And 3, 2, 1, go. Would you rather have a scarecrow or a snowman in your front yard?
Snowman.
Okay. Who's your celebrity lookalike?
When I was a lot skinnier, I used to get called Russell Brand a lot.
Oh.
But since I chubbed out, I get like a tall Jack Black a lot.
Tall Jack Black. You're handsome, man. Stop saying that. Yeah.
That's up to the viewer, not me. So.
Well, take my word for it. What's the fastest animal you think you could beat in a foot race?
Like a turtle?
Yeah, that, I guess. That is an animal.
I mean, I don't run that much and what it might look like. So, yeah, turtle. I was about to say squirrel, but squirrels are fucking fast. So,
dude, those things are fucking fast.
Yeah, they're fucking fast.
Who in Cheer Up Dusty is most likely to start a bar fight?
Two out of our four current members don't drink at all. So it'd have to be me or Brian.
With each other.
I don't like confrontation, but not that Brian's confrontational. So I'd have to say Brian. It's Brian. Not that that would even be like, if any of us did, it'd be weird because we're very, I don't know, we're all pretty, chill, whatever. So but me and Brian drink. And I'm not going to say me, so I'm going to say Brian.
Dope. All right, so do you believe in the paranormal?
Ish, yeah. Yeah.
Who is your favorite fictional character?
Oh, dude, that's too hard. That's way too hard.
God damn it, Hunter. Why'd you make all these questions?
There's no way. Favorite fictional character? The first thing I'm going to say at the top of my head was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Fuck you, dude.
There's just so much more, but yeah, that's literally the first one that came up, so.
Fuck yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, what's your favorite video game to play for relaxation?
I don't find video games relaxing, I'll say that.
Oh, son of a gun. All right, just tell me your favorite then.
Crash Bandicoot, I grew up with that.
Oh,
okay.
That's not a good one to relax to.
No, yeah, I gotta get Brian has a Switch and he keeps up, like, I retro game. But, like, yep. I don't play PS4 or 5 or any of that.
Fair enough.
I'm lame, dude. I'm so boring.
Yeah, we're actually going to end the call. We're done with this.
Yeah. This guy.
That's not true. I texted Roper while we were off the call. I was like, this guy's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite musician that isn't in the pop punk emo genre?
Isn't in the pop punk emo genre. I forget his name. Fucking Frank.
Turner?
Oh. No, he's the old Frank Sinatra. Oh my God.
I should have been the first thing.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's so disrespectful. I'm so sorry. I like Frank Sinatra. I like the Beastie Boys. I don't know.
Fuck
I think that you consider that like a rap rock or whatever you want and stuff. I love Juice WRLD. I thought he was gonna be like the next Kanye. Not like 2022 Kanye,
not weird Kanye.
Yeah, not you know, hateful Kanye, like cool, chill, you know, musician Kanye. I thought he was gonna be like the next guy, and he unfortunately passed away. But I really fuck with a lot of Juice WRLD stuff too.
It's so good.
I watched a video yesterday, and it was a game show, and it was called Who Said It? Kanye or Hitler?
Yeah, the thing is, I try to be an advocate for mental health. I don't think he's well, but
no.
The thing is, I also don't want to make that excuse for saying hateful shit, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a corner on what's the... He should not be going on any... TV shows or podcasts for a long time, I don't think. But
if he just like took maybe 2 or 3 years to recoup, he had a lot happen to him lately.
Yeah, we all need it, man. So yeah, if he just took a little time and maybe kind of just focused on himself and you know, but you know, yeah.
Okay, we'll move on from this. Would you rather quit music or lose an appendage?
Lose a what?
An appendage, like an arm, a leg.
Oh, an arm or a leg? Shit. Or quit music, like I can't make
be
in a band anymore?
You can listen to it, though.
But I can listen to music, but I can't do it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one, man. I mean...
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not... I'm right-handed, and I feel like I need my right hand for... You know, so, I mean, if it was like my left hand, I'd probably say take it because I'm not that interesting. I don't have like a ton of hobbies either. Like, so this is like, you know, around my son, you know, work, you know, the band, those are like, that's 99% of my life. So, yeah, as long as it's not my right hand, I feel like I could do, but. Yeah, otherwise, if it's my right hand, I don't know. Put it that way.
I feel like I put you through some mental turmoil there. I'm sorry.
Dude, these are good questions, and I don't want to just be like, oh, dude, I'm the fucking music guy. Fucking cool. I'll give you all four of my limbs. Like, no, realistically, like, say that. So. But, I mean, music means so much to me. I would give up my left arm to continue to play.
Keep going. I mean, Def Leppard guy lost one of his arms and he still played drums. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just a singer now, bro. So as long as I have a vocal, I mean, you could take everything. I could just sit on a stump and just give me a microphone. I could still do it. So
you could be the first Nugget singer.
He calls me a Nugget. That's great. I feel like chicken nuggets still go over the internet. People talk about nuggies and nuggets all the time. So,
oh yeah, dude,
that might be the career move I have to make.
Dude, just get
cut off your limbs now.
Get rid of all the limbs and just be the first Nugget singer.
I am just the first Nugget singer. But then if it backfires, I'm fucked because now I'm just a Nugget. Like,
yeah,
but
you know what you could do if it doesn't work out and you're still Nugget. You can plant yourself on the street corner and sing and still make money.
Oh, that's like, oh, I'm getting what I asked for, but I should have been more specific.
Just a sad life that you just proposed, Roper.
Hey, I look at it as like a good thing. If you're still a Nugget and you can sing, you can still make money on the street corner.
Hopefully.
Hey, man, dude, I mean, at that point, I'm like, yeah, if I'm breathing, I mean, I'll take it. So, you know, I would have to really pull straws at what I'm thankful for at that point. But, you know. Well,
although I remember, Roper would remember this, but just quick story time here. We were outside of a hardcore show. And this guy.
I just thought of this the other day.
This guy comes up, has headphones in his ears, and like. Just starts singing like, and it has no like hardcore. I'm sure it was some type of hip hop. And just starts singing and like walking around this group of people within like maybe a foot of their personal
like just
space.
Fucking yelling,
just screaming this music, and then I'm just like, man, how do we make this guy go away? And it's even funnier because after that, I went across the street to the to the pizza joint that was there, and then that guy walked in, and then the store owner went and started pushing him out.
This dude's got a reputation; he's not even wanted.
I guess.
I mean, with confidence like that, though, dude, he probably fucks. You know that, right?
He's fucking something. Yeah.
Like that dude. Yeah, he probably does well. You know, with confidence, women like that.
I guess he fucked his chance out of a slice of pizza, though. I
mean, yeah, good pizza.
Nah, it's okay. He has three other pizza places he's walking into, singing.
Hasn't quite reached that reputation.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. What show was it?
It was actually our buddies.
Yeah, my cousin's band. Yeah.
Oh, good. You went to a local show?
Yep.
There isn't a lot of local scene here for our kind of music. It's depressing. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. A lot of it's like Eastern Iowa, Illinois area. There's where a lot of really good bands come out of, like Bokeh and like Kayak Jones and stuff like that. So
shit, nice. All right.
Yeah.
I love that. Kayak Jones. That's a great
name. Yeah.
I think they quit, though.
They quit, but their drummer drums for Hot Mulligan now.
No. Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So.
That's rad. One of the members from Hot Mulligan, I think, was at our Philly show with Goalkeeper. There was this kid that really looked like the lead singer, and we were like 99% sure it was him, but we weren't, you know, 100, but
yeah.
I talked to them at one of their shows once. It was the most awkward conversation I've ever had in my life. I walked up, I was like, "Hey man, what kind of inspiration do you have when you're writing your songs?" And he's like, "I'm just fucking sad." And then he walked away, and I was like, "I don't know if I just started something."
Oh no.
Yeah, I was like, "No, hard feelings towards the guy or anything," but I was just like, man, where do I go from here?
If someone asked me that at a show, though, like, I wouldn't know what to say because I wouldn't have enough time to think of this deep, you know, eccentric answer or anything. I'd just be like, boredom or something. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh no. Okay. Roper, hit us with the last question.
All right. Speaking of like pizza and nuggets, what would your last meal be?
My last meal, like death row type shit?
Ever,
Maybe like a nice, like, you ever have Santucci's? I don't know, do you have Santucci's where you're at? Santucci's is, it's a pizza place. It's a small chain, but it's Sicilian. So it's square pizza, and the cheese is on the bottom, and the sauce is on the top. So it's a little unorthodox than, like, what I, you know, typical pizza. But it's slamming, so maybe that, or you know, I like seafood, maybe some nice crab or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe enough alcohol so I don't know I'm about to get, like, you know, the Joker. But yeah, you know, something nice.
Something nice. Not a McDonald's meal. You don't need that.
No, not for my last meal. I mean, I could have McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's for 6 years in my life, so.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like my first job, so yeah, I don't need that. Like, if you're talking fast food, I mean, I'd probably Taco Bell would be my first, like, get me a big old beefy cheesy son of a bitch and whatever.
So. Put together, like, we know exactly what he's talking about.
I mean, Taco Bell, it's all the same. It's all cheese, beef, or steak. Like, it's all like the same stuff. So it's like, whatever. Just give me a big old bag of Taco Bell. I'll be all right.
Fuck yeah.
I love it. I can't work fast food service industry. I did it for not even that long. I was like, nope, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Dude, it taught me to, like, put up with shit. It really did. Like, I can put up with shit. So, like, you know, going about the music scene, having to deal with most people are awesome and stuff. But, you know, you have a few of those promoters or bookers or whatever you have to go through that are like just not cool, like, at all. I know how to deal with them. Like, all right. Yeah. You know, so that's what it taught me. That was the greatest lesson.
All right, man. Well, we're at actually the end of our interview. So we like to get the last little bit of time for you to promote whatever you would like. Hit us with it.
I mean, right now, like I said, we're still just in that growing stage. So the most I could really ask any of your listeners for is just the follows, you know, on everyone. Internet's different, but, you know, whatever, however you internet, you know, Facebook, I seriously was about to say MySpace, dude. you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, you know, just all the socials, or however you listen to music, that's even more important. You know, just the follow on Apple Music or Spotify or what's that? I can't even name any of the other ones because those are like the biggest two. But how like Tidal, I know Deezer, you know, Amazon Prime Music bullshit, whatever the fuck it is. You know, just anything online, any type of follow would be great. Obviously, if you like what you hear, you know, we do have online store to order a shirt. But you know, especially this time of the year, I know it's a lot to ask for. So and you know, if you're local, come out to a show. You know, we're going to be touring next year, so. Yeah, just the support, man. That's all I can ask for. And then, you know, then it's like our job to try to keep it, you know, make songs that'll keep you with us, and, you know, put on the performance that people deserve and so on. So,
yeah. Highly recommend Everybody Hates Me and Shirtless and Afraid if you guys need starting points.
Yeah, and all our socials, all that, it's just at Cheer Up Dusty. Very simple, all of them. So, Excellent. It's easy to find us.
Well, that's the end for us. Dude, it was a genuine pleasure. I'm glad that we finally made this happen.
Bro, Pop Punk Emo Supremo. Thanks, dudes.
Yeah.
Appreciate you very much.
Roper, what do you think of that? Awesome interview.
Boy, that was fun. Justin was a really cool guy. Dude, like, really awesome to talk to.
It's nice, absolutely, like, just dig their music too, like every little bit of it. So I'm honestly stoked to see where they go in the next, like, I think in 5 years they're gonna have a huge crowd if they keep moving forward.
I hope so. Like, they're only going in like a really good direction. Yeah, like every, like we said on the interview, like every single that they put out is just better than the last one, or like everything new that they put out is just better than the last, which is really good progress.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that first full length. That's
me too.
What I'm really going to be looking forward to. So anyway, if you guys haven't already, please check out Cheer Up Dusty. They're a fantastic band. If Justin didn't convince you with his charming personality, I don't know what will. Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to have your song submitted. You can find the link to the form in our link tree on any and all of our social media. Now, Roper, this week, buddy, we got Noodle Brain with their song Stay Alive.
Ooh.
Who is this amazingly titled band, Noodle Brain? Well, I'll tell you.
Who are they?
Like I said, I'll tell you, Robert. Calm down over there. Jesus Christ. Noodle Brain is a 5-piece pop punk rock band founded in the sunny state of Singapore. So they're not anywhere near us. Writing songs that remind them of their own heroes keeps them going at it and wanting more as they embark on this adventure. Their pop punk tunes and choruses will remind you of bands such as Green Day, Alkaline Trio, MXPX, and all the pop punk rock bands that you might be listening to. All of them. Every single one. So they're here to deliver. But we're here to just listen to one song, Roper, and that song is Stay Alive. And, well, the song Stay Alive is about looking back at the time when you were not yourself, and now years later you are trying to make amends with people that you might have hurt. You learn how to forgive and apologize, move on, and set your goals up high to feel better so you could stay alive. Health is very important, and it all starts with our own mental health. Very true. Very true. So, with that being said, Roper, you know what to do.
Yeah, let's kick it.
Has been greatly gone. looking back at all the bridges I have burned. I'm trying to make amends to the ones that I have hurt. It's like a turning point in my life has been greatly compromised. Destroyed by my own actions, thought I was always right. Always. Just another broken man. Will somebody understand what it feels to tumble?
Fantastic,
dude, they really meant it when they wrote for all their influences. Like in the middle of that song, it does like this weird like time change thing. Yeah, it reminded me of Sum 41.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, this was absolutely fantastic. It's their only song.
I know, that's crazy.
I know, it's the only song they have out now, so I'm hoping that they eventually come back with some more, because Noodle Brain is gonna be stuck in my brain. I love it.
Yeah, they're good. They're going to noodle their way into your brain, and then it'll be stuck in your head.
And then you die. But that's okay if you had the song stuck in your brain for the rest of time, because it's a fun little ditty, if
nice
you will.
Nice little catchy bop, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. Here's the thing. They only got 21 monthly listeners.
What?
If we convince them, if we get their numbers up to 23 monthly listeners, then maybe they'll come back for a new song. What do you think?
They better. Hopefully they're working on some more music.
Better be.
I need some more nudes in my life, dude.
Jesus Christ, I love it.
All right. Thanks for listening to our show. As a reminder, you can find our link tree on any and all of our social media. Our username is PPES Podcast everywhere. That's Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter,
and more.
More.
Please drop us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to help our show what?
Grow! You peaked hard every over there.
We did. You were like cutting in and out. Every single song you heard on today's episode will be on a Spotify playlist. You can find our playlist of our up-and-coming bands from each season, as well as Pop Punk Emo Supremo Picks playlist that I curate soon to be weekly.
Soon to be weekly, baby.
And don't forget to check out, in our next season, our new show, Pop Punk Emo Supremo News, for all your monthly new releases, tour announcements, and more.
Mm-hmm. Every first Friday of the month, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make it work. We're excited. I think we're in the middle of planning out season 5 now.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I think it's going to be our best season so far. I think we've done a lot of changes that Roper's got fucking glasses on his on this goddamn Zoom thing. I just looked up again. I started laughing.
They kind of make me look like Patrick Starr when he's playing the drums.
Ooh, that's true. Ooh. That's true. But anyway, season 5 is going to be successful. I'm really looking forward to it. I think that after we'll hit 100 episodes in season 5, which is crazy.
Yeah, dude.
And it's been amazing, the amount of connections we've made and the people that actually take time out of their day to listen to our show. So if you made it this far, big thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say. Roper, you got a hot take for us to get out on?
I saw Avatar Way of the Water last night.
Oh, God. Was it good?
It was good. But I feel like the time spent making that movie was the time spent watching that movie. That movie felt like it took 10 years to fucking watch.
How long is it? Like 3 hours?
3 hours and 12 minutes.
Oof. No, thank you.
And there's a point in the middle of the movie. This is kind of spoiler-ish, spoiler-free, but they introduce something, and it's like maybe like 2 hours and 15 minutes in the movie. I'm like, I look at my buddy. I'm like, we don't have fucking time for this. I got to go to bed soon.
You finished it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Wow. Okay.
Lots of water. So if you go to like a draft house style like theater, don't drink a lot of beer.
You're going
to
get fucked up.
Yeah, no, you're just going to have to pee a lot.